Anchorage, Alaska is still reeling following Friday's earthquake. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Geological Survey reports more than 1,000 aftershocks ranging from magnitudes 2 to 4. The 7.0 quake caused major damage to roads, but thankfully no lives were lost. SOAR International Ministries is headquartered in Kenai, Alaska, roughly 100 miles from the quake's epicenter in Anchorage. They partner with local churches to share Christ's love and hope in Russia. SOAR's Becky Dwinell praises God for upholding their ministry and staff.
God was just telling us that he's still in control and he's still here. He's just making himself known to us, and we just praise the Lord that there was no fatalities, no injuries.
Alaska has 40,000 earthquakes a year. This was the second most powerful quake on record. And Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, just had some program changes. Sat7 Academy recently went through a merge with Sat7 Arabic and Sat7 Kids. Telling us more is Sat7 Academy's manager, Juliana Sphere.
We discovered that we did not attract a lot of new audienceship, you know. Most of the audiences we attracted were Sat7 Kids and Sat7 Arabic. And there's a big need with the audiences of Sat7 Kids and Arabic to watch Academy.
Sat7 Academy will be featured during 3-hour blocks on Sat7 Kids. It'll also appear on Sat7 Arabic social programming. Despite merging, the vision and focus of Sat7 Academy has not changed. Sat7 Academy still provides programs supporting social and hygiene development and education from a Christian worldview. We're sharing how you can help and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And this month, Sat7 offers a free Christmas ornament handmade by Syrian refugees. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.